Good morning. I'm Mandy Wood. In the news, cleanup continues after the region was hammered by Fiona over the weekend. All Chignecto's Central Regional Center for Education schools are closed today, as are provincial government offices in this part of the province. Hundreds of thousands of Nova Scotians remain without power, although more than half of those who lost electricity during the storm have had theirs restored. There are a lot of downed trees, debris, and power poles that still need to be removed, and officials are still asking people to stay off the roads unless it is necessary to be out to allow crews the space needed to complete cleanup and work on restoring power. Nova Scotia RCMP issued a release yesterday saying long lineups at drive-thrus have been blocking roadways, impeding recovery efforts. Premier Tim Houston says military support is on the way.
It's a huge undertaking. I think in Dorion, there was somewhere around 1,000 military personnel that came and supported Nova Scotians. We're hopeful that will be at least in that range this time.
The Nova Scotia Health Authority says people on home oxygen and those who need power for medical devices need to go to comfort centers, not hospital emergency departments. Fiona made landfall as a Category 2 hurricane strength post-tropical cyclone near Whitehead, southwest of the town of Canso, during the early morning hours of Saturday. The central pressure is expected to be the lowest recorded barometric pressure in Canadian history, but Environment Canada is still going over the data for accuracy. The Truro area received one of the highest rainfall amounts in the province at 145 millimeters. There were unofficial reports of more than 200 millimeters of rain in Antigonish. As for the wind, CTV Atlantic is reporting Truro's highest gust was 132 kilometers an hour. Gusts of 142 were reported on the North Shore, and Caribou Head gust as high as 134. Authorities in Western Newfoundland have confirmed Fiona's first Canadian fatality. RCMP say a 73-year-old woman's body was recovered from the water more than 24 hours after a massive wave struck her home, tearing away part of the basement. Her name was not immediately released. And the RCMP say cell communication issues as a result of post-tropical storm Fiona made a weekend search for a Pictou County preschooler challenging. The 4-year-old boy had been playing outside Saturday afternoon when he wandered from his Springville yard. RCMP officers, two RCMP police dog service teams, ground search and rescue teams from Pictou County, Colchester County, and East Hants, and numerous volunteer firefighters all helped with the search. The young boy was found at 9 yesterday morning in a field alongside a wooded area about 2 kilometers from his home and was treated for signs of exposure. In sports, the Jays beat the Rays 7-1 yesterday, while the Yankees blanked Boston 2-0. In NHL preseason action, Edmonton blanked Winnipeg 4-0. Calgary split squads beat Vancouver 3-2 in OT and 4-0. Pittsburgh edged Columbus 3-2 in overtime. Buffalo got by Washington 4-3 in OT. Minnesota beat Colorado 3-2 in overtime. Anaheim nipped Arizona 3-2. San Jose edged LA 3-2 in overtime. Columbus defeated Pittsburgh 5-1, and Colorado dumped Vegas 3-1. Here's your forecast from the CTV Weather Center. Periods of rain with the risk of a thunder shower. Expecting 10 millimeters of rain today. The wind south gusting to 40 kilometers an hour and a high of 18. Tonight, cloudy with a chance of showers. The wind becoming light, low of 12. Mainly cloudy tomorrow. Chance of showers in the morning, high of 21, and a feel-like temperature of 26.